It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father, we just thank you that we have another opportunity to come into your presence. We humbly just give you praise and glory and honor, knowing that, God, you have a word for us, a word that will deliver us, set us free, and heal us. Lord, I thank you today that for every listener that is online, that you would begin to do a great work in their life and continue to do a great work in their life as they connect with the Spirit of God and allow God to do great and mighty things, because the obedience to the Word of God. And I thank you tonight as you touch Pastor Smith, that you will anoint every word that comes out of her mouth, that the Spirit of God would move and speak life to those things that are dead, to revive those things that need revival. And I ask that we be prepared to hear with our hearts, and not only just to listen, but to be doers of what your word says today, Lord. Let us connect, and Lord, we'll watch your hand move when we're obedient, because you said there is no good thing that you will withhold to them that walk upright. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you that you allowed us to be humble in your presence once again tonight as we hear a word that will restore, deliver, and set us free. We bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to oppose this time of fellowship, and we plead the blood of Jesus. And Lord, you said you watch over your word to perform it. So I thank you for this right now word that's going out by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We do have a prayer service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday number is the number of 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also listen on Sundays at 2:15, again, Pacific Standard Time, on the Wednesday night number, which is the 916-588-9688 number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to Full Gospel House of Prayer, and that is fghprayer@yahoo.com, or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If there's any ever interference on this Tuesday night line, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. I do have a special announcement this evening. Pastor Rick Ellis of Atlanta, Georgia, will be coming to speak for Full Gospel House of Prayer this Sunday, June 10th, and that will begin at 1:30. If you're in the area or if you have friends and family in the area, please invite them out. Also remember, you can tune in live on the Wednesday night number at 2:15 to hear the word going forth. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Pastor Smith. This is Sister Cindy. I'm in the grocery store right now, so hopefully I can get this out before it gets too loud. But I just wanted to, you talked on being faithful and hanging in there and holding on to the promises that were given to you last Wednesday. And I don't think you knew, but I had an appointment with the loan officer for buying a home. And I just want to say that I received 100% financing on my new home. And so it was prophesied a year ago, and I still can't believe it. But I mean, I'm pinching myself, I believe it, but it's like, wow, you know, things are starting to come together. So I praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord, Sister Cindy. Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Cooksey, and I just thank God again for the prayer line. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And I thank God for that sister's testimony about her home. You know, God is faithful. And if only we knew how much God loves us. And all he wants us to do is trust him. Trust him and be obedient to his word, and he will do exactly what he promised. Again, I thank God for his goodness, sparing my life, taking care of me, and just letting me know that he is God. Amen, Pastor Smith, and you keep obeying God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you for the breath of God to breathe on this Word, anoint this Word, for life to come forth so we can receive what we have need of. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. Father, I pray for strength for those that's tired in their bodies, that the spirit of tiredness comes subject to the Word. I thank you for the strength of God now to go in, that the power of God, his strength, take over their bodies, and that body comes subject to strength because of your word. Your word said, in our time of weakness, your strength is made perfect. Your perfect strength breathe now to the bodies of your people in the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 4 through 11. In James, the 5th chapter, verses 14 and 15. Again, 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. And James 5, verses 14 and 15. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement for the saints of God tonight. Anyone tonight that need a divine touch from God, a divine healing, this is a healing word tonight. And I'm encouraging you to believe by faith in whatever area you need healing in. We know divine healing is from the Holy Spirit. Jesus indwells us. And his presence there, his healing power comes in and do what we cannot do. And divine healing is the supernatural power of God. It's the supernatural power of God. It's an act of God through Jesus. And many times we need healing in different areas of our life, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And it covers all of these things. Talking about divine healing. It's beyond doctor's understanding. It's beyond your understanding. It's an act of God. It's something that God go in and touch you and deliver you. He knows what you have need of. It's the power of God that will work through your circumstance. And there's many who believes in divine healing, and they see God move in their lives continuously because they have an open mind. They believe by faith. They believe the Bible. And there's many don't believe in healing. They think it's outdated. They don't believe in the divine healing of God, how God responds to prayer that's prayed in faith. But when you have an open mind and you believe what the Word of God says, you know that the Word is not outdated. This Word is living, it's alive. And we're going to see it by the gifts that God has given to the believers, to the church, to the body, to those that's in fellowship with God. And tonight, I'm encouraging you to believe tonight, to believe for divine healing and whatever area that's in your life that's lacking, that you need a touch from God. You know what Jesus did for Lazarus. He told him to come forth. That was a divine miracle. It was an act of God. They didn't believe, but he believed. And his prayer was a prayer of thanksgiving that, Father, you hear me. He believed. He spoke a word. He spoke a word and said, come forth. Lazarus, he called him by name. Lazarus, come forth. And the word of God attached itself to Lazarus' body. And that body obeyed the command of God. It was an act of God. It was divine. It was a healing, the healing power of God. Because Jesus believed. He stood on the spoken word that came out of his mouth. The utterance that God had placed in his mouth. Those words of utterance that was power. That was a forceful word. It was words of action. And those words attached itself to Lazarus. And Lazarus had to come forth. It was an act of God. We're going to see it by the word. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, please.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these workers, that one and the same, the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
This is about the diversities of spirits, the kinds of spirits that the Holy Spirit, spiritual gift for the church. They all came from the same, come from the same Spirit, the Spirit of God. And Christ is the one who assigns all these different gifts. She just read off all these different gifts. They're assigned by God to the believer, the different ministry. But the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, carries out the function. You're just a vessel. You're just a vessel that's yielded to God. That God goes in and dwells, and the presence of God takes over your body. And he assigns, he appoints these different gifts to you man and woman of God. And they're carried out by the Holy Spirit. They're functioned by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God energizes you. He imparts these gifts in you. He gives you strength to move in these gifts. He gives you utterance. He gives you his power, his force, his action to perform the gifts, the workings of the gifts. And the gifts function properly when the Holy Spirit has his way in your life. You must get this. The gifts function properly when the Holy Spirit has his way. You yield to God. It's no longer you, but Christ that lives inside of you. You're led by the Spirit. You're a son of God. You're full of his Spirit. And you allow the Holy Spirit move the way he wants to move. And the Spirit of wisdom, information concerning future, the future for people, places, or things. The Spirit of wisdom will take over. That's a gift some people have. The Spirit of wisdom, it'll take you over. And the Spirit of God will reveal the future into people's lives and the places and things they're going to encounter. And he'll reveal to you the Spirit of knowledge, the past or the present. Holy Spirit function in these gifts, saints of God. God wants you to be encouraged tonight. And the Spirit of miracles is acts of God. of God, the Spirit of God, go into that place that nobody can touch like God, and allow the gifts of miracle to go in and heal you physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Whatever illness is there, it will be an act of God. Then the spirit of prophecy, edification, exhortation, and comfort to the body. He gave words of comfort to the body. That's what he did on Sunday. He gave a word of exaltation. He gave a word of comfort. He gave a word of edification to the body. He let them know on Sunday, according to his word, Jeremiah 29:11, the things I have for you is good and not evil. Your future is a spirit of prosperity over your future. Your future is a spirit of success. That was what? Edification. It was comfort to those that's going through. It was exaltation for them to be lifted up. Discernment of spirits. I'm talking about spirits. Spirits of God, spirit of humans, spirit of evil, and spirit of good. He give you discernments of spirits and tongues, interpretation of tongues. The power of the gifts are produced and operated, thanks to God, by the spirit and the energy of God. Humans cannot impart these gifts inside of you. They are totally controlled by God, the Holy Spirit alone. And God wants us to know he gives these gifts to men and women in the body, in fellowship. I don't care if small or big. He'll allow the gifts to move in that fellowship when that messenger, when that servant is in a spirit of humility, who's yielded to God, saying, not my will, but thine will be done. He will go in and assign that gift. He will go in and assign that gift for them to carry out the function. He will anoint them, appoint them. It's determined by God. He will impart in them strength and utterance from him for them to perform the work. And sometimes people wonder, how are you not tired? How long? The Holy Ghost will come in and renew you, transform you, give you energy where you would be like rivers of living water. You won't get dry. You'll be constantly refilled. You'll go to higher heights and deeper depths. For what? The body, for the fellowship that he has appointed you and assigned you in. He has placed you there. He has located you there. And this is a word to encourage you. When God locates you, you can't tell him where, when, what place. He locates. He assigned you. It's been predetermined by God to carry out his will. For a fellowship, for the body, for those that need to see the gifts in operation. So this night is a night of encouragement for those that need a divine touch from God, a divine healing. They need physical healing. They need healing in their emotion. They need healing mentally. There's so much mental distress in the earth. They need spiritual healing for them to grow strong in the power of God. And these gifts have been sent to the church by the Holy Ghost through Jesus so the church can function properly. And it functions properly to a servant of God, to a steward of God, that's yielded to God, not out for filthy lucre. You can't pay for this. This is free. He said, freely I give to you, freely you must give. And it's a sad sad thing how they request money for prayer for you, that you got to send in some money. They have a prayer line with different denomination of monies that they want you to give. But the Spirit of God say, come as you are. And he has anointed his servants to pray the prayer of faith. And the divine heal of Jesus indwells. He comes in and he do a work. And manifestation follow those that believe. Signs and wonders I'm talking about. And this is for you tonight. You that need a divine touch from God. Saints of God, it's work. It is still working in the earth. I don't care who don't believe. The Spirit of the Word is alive and well. It's not outdated. All he wants someone yielded and someone who believes. And he assigned these gifts to who he desired to assign them to. A willing vessel, a yielded vessel. And no one can take it from you. You're going to go through the fire as Jesus did. But if he has imparted that gift inside of you, he going to lead you who to touch and who to pray for. He going to move over you. And you will see signs and wonders will follow the prayer of faith. Because the Spirit of God indwells you. Because you are a yielded vessel. You have been appointed by God. Assigned by God. He has imparted his Spirit in you. His words of utterance is flowing through you. He's going to perform miracles and acts through you. James 5:14-15, please.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
This is what the word is saying to us tonight. That's why he have the elders. That's why he have men and women of God. That's why he have fellowship. That's why we gather together. He said, if you're sick, he said the elder will lay hands on you. If there's physical sickness, emotional sickness, illness of any kind, I'm talking about any kind of illness tonight, they will anoint you with oil. The oil has no medical purpose. It's symbolic. But the Holy Spirit used the oil as a point of contact. We have faith. We pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. You believe God hears and answers prayer. The Holy Spirit carries out the work. And tonight, God wants you to know not all sickness is the result of sin. But if there is sin, the Lord will heal and forgive those that believe. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight. Because someone needs a divine touch by the Holy Spirit tonight, divine healing. Someone have gotten a report that is not favorable. Someone is going through emotional difficulties and mental difficulties, spiritual weakness, up and down, in and out. But the prayer of faith works, thanks to God. When you believe, then the Spirit of God will come in by his power, the indwelling Holy Ghost, the healer on the inside. Supernaturally, he will touch, he will heal, and he will deliver. It works to those that believe. It's not outdated. Spirit of God, healed me from a stroke at the brain 40 years ago. The doctors was amazed, but it was the prayer of faith. I called the pastor. I'm in the hospital. The Spirit of God gave instruction, utterance, words from the Bible. And the Spirit of God moved over that prayer that that pastor prayed for me. And every diagnosis came subject to the prayer of faith. Well, the enemy had diagnosed seizures, and I would have to be on drugs the rest of my life. The Spirit of God, the healer, came in and healed me. When they said I would have to go to a nursing home, the healer came in and healed me. He said, I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm the beginning, and I am the end. Meaning he was in control of this body. I want you to believe God tonight, saints of God. Healing is the children's bread. It's not outdated. It's the word of God. It's been spoken. He has said it. And I believe it. The supernatural power of God will move against that thing that's tormenting you. He will move against that spirit to have you sick and diseased. He will move against that spirit that's tormenting the mind. The Spirit of God will stop those calamities out of control in your life. The Spirit of God will spiritually heal you. And that backsliding spirit, that weak spirit, will come subject to his spirit. As he did for Lazarus, he will give a spirit, a word of utterance, and you will come forth, and you will be healed. And so tonight, all God wants you to do is believe tonight. Just believe what his word says. It's not outdated, saints. So what if someone don't believe? It doesn't make cause the word of God not to be effective. That's what the word says in the book of Romans. So what if some don't believe? Some people going to have their way of thinking. That's their opinion. It has nothing to do with the Bible. You must believe. And when you believe, you will see the acts of God. Do the supernatural. Because he has a sign. Ministers to move by his spirit to carry out the function of the Holy Ghost. He has appointed them. They've been determined by God. He has imparted his spirit in them. He has given them words of utterance. He has empowered them to perform the works of God. And the earth, it's not about what people say. It's about what God sees. In you, when you yield yourself to the Holy Ghost, when you come subject to his will, when you resist the devil, you submit to God, resist the devil, he said he will flee from you. When you are in a place of submission, you don't have to have a title by men and women, saints of God. You get the anointing from the Holy Ghost. You don't have to have a title by humans. You get the anointing from the Holy Ghost. Because they give you a title, they can take it from you. But when the Holy Ghost assigns you for something in the earth to do, a work of God, it's forever. It's a career. It's not a job. It's a career. It's lifetime. And all you have to be is what? A yielded vessel. And he'll come in. He'll impart his spirit in you. And he will use you. You don't have to be in a cathedral. The world is God's pulpit to pull people out of the fire. He will use you in this hour as never before. All you have to do is yield. Not my will, but thine will be done. So don't look at all of this artifact. Don't look at all this stuff. It will distract you. Jesus went on mountains and prayed. Jesus went in houses and prayed. He was led by the Spirit of God. A temple or a building couldn't hold Jesus. He was unlimited. He had unlimited power. Don't you let a building restrict you from being used by God for someone that has need of help. That he has signed you to do a work in the earth. Don't you allow tradition to hinder you from being used of God in this hour. We're in the end time, and God is using people as never before. People that nobody know about. The unknown, but God knows them. He's using them in power. He's using them by his authority to set captives free, to loose you from shackles and bondage. And all he wants is a yielded vessel. Spirit of God will go in and touch that place what money can't do, what doctors and physicians get confused. For the big cathedral don't understand it. But it will be an act of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. Someone need divine healing tonight. There's someone out there, God, that needs an act of God. They need manifestation. They need healing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. They need healing from the things that they're lacking in their lives. Father, they need a divine move of God in their lives. They need the supernatural hands of God to touch them tonight. And Father, you gave gifts to the church, to the body. That's what you did in Acts, the second chapter. When they gathered together, they were in fellowship. They were in fellowship. They were in unity. They were in agreement. And the Spirit of God moved, healed, and delivered. I thank you for the spirit of agreement tonight. That anyone that does not in agreement will not hinder agreement tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God overpower tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of unity, spirit of agreement. How can two walk together unless they agree? We agree tonight for someone to be touched. We agree tonight for someone to be healed. We agree, God, for that mental spirit to loose someone tonight in Jesus' name. We agree tonight that illness loose someone tonight in the name of Jesus. These emotion upheaval release them tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will go into those places that only you know who they are, Father. In Jesus' name, I send the word of God that the Spirit of healing will begin to move into those barriers, to those places that the barriers fall tonight by the Spirit of God. You see, that the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead should also quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you. Oh, God, begin to quicken mortal bodies tonight by the Holy Ghost and by the Spirit of the Word, that the Spirit of God bring deliverance. Oh, God, every snare therein, deliver them tonight from the spirit of snares. Oh, God, wherever they're stumbling, God, I thank you for the Spirit of God to gird them up with strength tonight and keep their feet, hallelujah, from falling tonight. That they tonight, from this night forth, they're going to walk in safety and their feet shall shall not stumble in the name of Jesus. That those places, oh God, that causes them to stumble, the Spirit of God override and overrule tonight. They be built up in the Spirit of God. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that the Spirit of the Lord will cause them not to be moved tonight. I send the word of God against that backsliding spirit, that the Spirit of God will heal tonight from a spirit of backsliding in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, Father Jesus, for the spirit of healing to move over those that afflicted with illness and disease. Your word said, "Who you forgive their iniquity, you heal all their diseases, not some but all diseases." In the name of Jesus, your word said, "You sent your word to heal them and deliver them from destruction." In the name of Jesus, I thank you, O Father Jesus, for the healing virtues of your word now being attached to bodies, mind, spirit, and soul. Those places that have been diagnosed on them, I reverse, I rebuke, I dismantle in Jesus' name. I lift the spirit of the word to go now. Psalm 103:3. This word began to attach itself to them. You heal all their diseases in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you tonight for the spirit of the word moving and manifesting in Jesus' name. Your word says you'll be helped to our neighbors and marrow to our bones. In Jesus' name, let the word go to the neighbor and to the marrows of the bones tonight. You say, hallelujah, when I see in your blood, I said, live and not die. Your word, God, begin to cleanse their blood that has not been cleansed tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, dwells now and move in temples all night. Tonight, oh Father, these temples that's been afflicted, God, that the Spirit Spirit of healing, move affliction tonight in the name of Jesus. I send your word, Psalm 32. You say, oh Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. They have healed by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father Jesus. Your word says, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I thank you for deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. In the spirit of unbelief, I overthrow you by the blood of Jesus. I override you in Jesus' name. I dismount you in the name of Jesus. I renounce you in Jesus' name. I thank you for the spirit of faith. Now faith to begin to move in their body. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I thank you for now faith begin to move in those places, God, that the spirit of restoration overtake their bodies, Father. I thank you tonight, God. Your word said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Out of them all tonight, not some, out of them all tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the gifts of miracles and the gift of healing begin to manifest in their body, in their limbs, in their blood, in those places, oh God, that has been diagnosed by natural human doctors, that the Spirit of God, the great physician, go into those places tonight and bring forth healing, Jesus, healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, where there's lack, oh God, we come against the spirit of lack. It's a disease. It's an infection. In Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of lack. The homeless, oh Father, nationwide homelessness. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of lack. It's a spirit of mental disorder. In Jesus' name, I pray for the needs be met for the homeless, that the spirit of the word would go to them. I pray, oh Father, that the spirit of salvation will go to them. John 6:4-4. They can't be drawn unless somebody draw them. Somebody need to pray for the homeless as never before. I pray in Jesus' name that you draw them into salvation. And when they get saved, the Spirit of God will enlighten them. Their mind will be quickened by the Holy Ghost. And they'll come into themselves. They'll come out of the pig pen as the prodigal son did. He came out of the pig pen. He was enlightened and he returned to God. I thank you tonight, Father, that you move over the U.S. Every state is affected. That you move in those areas, God. John 6:4-4. That the Spirit of God attach this word to them. That they will be drawn tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for the spirit of thanksgiving, because when we give thanksgiving, we triumph in Christ. I thank you for the spirit of thanksgiving, because the reason you came, you say the purpose that God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came, for the purpose to destroy the works of the devil. And we stand in agreement tonight with your word said. You say, beloved, I wish above all things thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. I thank you, Father Jesus, that you draw them out of many murky waters tonight. Everything that's dark and desolate, God, you bring them to a place of sunshine tonight. I thank you for light to fall on their lives tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of healing begin to manifest in their lives. In every mountain that don't want to move, we send the word of God, that the spirit of God will detach every mountain. The devil don't want mountain to move tonight, but tonight we stand in agreement. Tonight we agree with the word of God. Your word said in Mark 11:23-24, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever should say unto these mountains, these difficult, these sickness, these disease, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said should come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. We have it tonight because we're speaking it, we're sending it, we believe it. It will not return void. It will accomplish those things and will perform it for the people of God tonight, because the Spirit of God seen it beforehand. It was discerned by God. It's the foreknowledge of God. It's been forecast by God. It's foreseen by God. It has been discerned by God. And we thank you, Father Jesus, for the spirit of miracles to be appointed to your people tonight. Divine healings, oh Father, that the function of that gift that you gave to the church, to the body, by the Holy Spirit, will move over places, people, and things tonight. That the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who caused these gifts to function, that these gifts will function tonight. And that the spirit of miracles manifests in your people's lives tonight. And Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the breath of God to cause dry bones to come alive tonight, because they shall live. Father, we give you praise tonight. We thank you tonight that the spirit of faith is connected to this line. We believe in God. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't care what symptoms they feel. Now faith is in operation. Now faith in operation. Oh, Father, symptoms is a distraction. I send the word of God to get their eyes and mind on your word. In that spirit of distraction, loose them tonight in the name of Jesus. Now faith is. Now faith is. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Father, I thank you for now faith in operation, that the spirit of distraction is under the blood of Jesus, and they shall arise. By faith, I thank you for their healing. I thank you for the blood, the spirit, and the word working together in agreement, that the spirit of miracles, divine healing of God, overtake every part tonight. No longer in the spirit of lack, no longer disease, no longer with a spirit of disturbance. You think God give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. They have the mind of Christ tonight. We thank you tonight, Father, for the spirit of lack is under the blood. For your words that you desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. That the spirit of the Holy Ghost gives strength to those men and women that you have assigned these gifts to, Father Jesus. They will be carried out and functioned by the Holy Ghost. That men and women say yes to the Lord. Because they have been appointed by God, determined by God, energized by God. He have imparted these gifts in them. And words of utterance shall come out of their mouth with force and power of the Holy Ghost. and they will perform the works of God. And Father, I thank you for it tonight. I praise you for it tonight. And I thank you, Father, for the fivefold ministry and bless, strengthen, and they will function the way the Holy Ghost designed. And I give you thanksgiving for it's for the body tonight. It's for fellowships tonight. It's for those that's coming together, for those that need deliverance. These gifts is for the fellowship, for the body of believers. And we thank you, Father, that you thought about us and you allow the gifts to come to the earth. And we praise you, Holy Spirit, for loving us unconditionally. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Father, we thank you for God so loved the world. We thank you for your love, your conditional love for humanity tonight. We praise you for the spirit of healing to move in households, to move in families, to move in hospitals, to move against diagnosis, to move against lack. The miracles be manifested tonight by faith. In the name of Jesus, be blessed, thanks of God. Just know that God loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave. Love is given. He gave his best. He gave his Son that we might have life, that we may have it more abundantly. He gave his very best for you and I, because God loved you and I that much. He gave his Son. Be blessed. And know that it's done by faith. Speak it. Declare it. Job 22:28. And see how God established it. Just for you. Because he loved you that much. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Yourself.
How many people are encouraged tonight?